Yo, 1 2 1 2. What it do? Is your boy Skeeter Steve.
Dom Cruz.
And welcome to another episode of Lex Rhymes, where we're giving it to you for the culture and by the culture. Man. Well, NBA Finals is over. Denver did it, as we knew that they were going to do. I mean, congratulations to them. I mean, but then again, it's like one of those, like, who cares? I mean,
that was the highest NBA Finals they said.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Man, that's hard to believe. I mean
Laker fans will say that, yeah.
Man, this is just not only Lakers fans. This is everybody.
Yeah, probably Warriors fans too. Yeah.
Warriors, Boston, Milwaukee.
Yeah, the haters, yeah.
Damn, why they gotta be haters, bro? Because
the team wasn't in it.
Man. So, yeah, you know, that was done. Vegas Knights did that.
He was happy with that.
Yeah, bro. They put a beat down on them.
I felt nothing.
Why you didn't feel nothing? Did you even watch a hockey?
I watched it, but I felt absolutely nothing.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. I don't blame you. I really don't blame you because, I mean, like, for me, like, I'm a hockey fan, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so okay. I watched hockey the whole season.
Yeah.
So, like, when they were playing, like, throughout this whole season, I already knew. I'm all like, man, they gonna do it this time. Mm. And sure enough, they did. They actually really did it this time.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. I'm happy for them, man. Like, you know, like that was like 4 years in the making.
Yeah, or 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, because I even told people, I'm gonna like the team always been solid, even since from our first season. Like our first season, we went to the Stanley Cup. Even though we lost, we went. So that just let me know, like, yo, like, we got something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so, I mean, that's two championships for our city. Aces last year.
Yep.
Knights this year.
And the next is the Raiders, right?
No. Speaking from a San Francisco fan to another, hell no. No. I don't know. Why would you even say that or try to speak that into existence
this is
for
your
them?
City. Don't be disrespectful to your city. So if they win, you ain't gonna be at the parade.
Hell no, I won't be at the parade, bro. Like the furthest, and I'll go on record and say this: the furthest black and gray jersey you will ever catch me in
is Jerry Rice.
No, a Bo Jackson.
Oh, why not? Jerry Rice?
Because Jerry Rice one season with the Raiders didn't count. That shit didn't count. And even though they did make it to the Super Bowl that year with him, like nah, bro.
Okay, well, what is your hatred more for, Seahawks or Raiders?
It would have to be the Seahawks more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll never put on the Seahawks.
Yeah.
I think if I had a son and he got drafted by the Seahawks, I'd be like, yo, son.
I'm disowning you.
Yeah.
Get out of my house.
I'm only going to the Frisco games.
Get out. No, I feel you. But even like with the Raiders, I like the Raiders when they were L.A.
Yeah.
Now, if they were still L.A., you got me.
Because my thing is, like, the Raider rivalry and the Frisco rivalry is kind of over.
Yeah.
There's no Battle of the Bay no more.
Yeah, bro. And, bro, we won that battle years ago.
Yeah.
Like, we the ones who brought the championships to the Bay.
Yeah.
Raiders brought a championship to Southern California.
Yes.
Not Northern California. Southern California. Don't get it twisted, niggas. Like, for real. They brought that championship when they were the L.A. Raiders, not Oakland. L.A. The L.N.A. So I'm all like, y'all. Yeah, man, but I mean, I'm happy. I mean, I'm happy for what it's doing for our city, though. But, yeah, like what you said, Raiders, bro. Nah, man, that's out. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that, Dom.
What if they won the AFC Championship?
We're still not doing that.
Damn, you got no kind of love for Raiders?
Uh-uh.
Really?
No, bro.
Damn.
Bro, Raiders fans are worse than the Cowboys. And they swear up and down they're going to the Super Bowl every single year.
I mean, I don't really care about the Cowboys. Because I have family that's Raiders or Cowboys, so it really don't make no difference for me.
No, I feel it. But I'm all like, nah, bro. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it though. But here though, nonetheless, Knights, y'all did y'all thing. I'm happy. Oh yes, and I'll be definitely copping the Knights jersey soon. Yeah. It was long overdue. But I always thought though, hockey jerseys always been swaggy though, if you really think about it.
No, I don't have
and yeah, I mean they're dope colorways. I mean, the Maple Leafs jersey, the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah, definitely
the Sharks. Yeah, the Sharks. The one that Snoop wore in the Gin and Juice video, the Pittsburgh joint.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, like hockey's always been exciting. Then I went to my first hockey game back in 2019, the beginning of 2019. Oh, wow. So yeah, man, hockey games are dope.
Oh yeah, but
it's just being around those people, that's just the excitement, man.
Oh yeah,
yes, definitely excitement.
The atmosphere is probably ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, bro. Yeah. You know, it definitely went up. I'm surprised these motherfuckers ain't caused no riot or anything last night.
In Denver, like 8 people got shot.
Damn. See, I'm cool. That's a.
Oh my god!
That's why my boy Jokic was trying to go home. Acting, he's like, I'm trying to go home.
Right. Right.
He said, we got the job done. It's time to go home.
Right. Nah, man, but shit, man. All right, let's get into it. Honorable mention, though, this week, though. This was a very controversial honorable mention. So, I mean, before we get into it, though, I'm going to just roll the audio clip.
Has hit number one in 2023. This is a first in 30 years.
And last year it was what, six?
By this time last year, 6 rappers had a number one album and 2 hip hop singles had topped the Billboard Hot 100.
Let's discuss. I have a theory about this, right? I think it's a few reasons. I think number one, everybody's too busy chasing algorithms. Like, folks don't care about creating something that has real value. All they care about is going viral. And I hear people on the come up talk about how to make their content go viral online more than I hear them discuss whether or not their content is actually good. And when some of these artists are blessed enough to sign to a label, the label isn't doing anything but chasing algorithms too. Like, labels don't attempt to develop these artists anymore because they're too busy, you know, chasing those algorithms that are for the moment. The second reason I think that is the case is that so many of these artists have abandoned radio. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of them think they don't need it anymore and the internet is enough, but if you have to have a presence online and in the mainstream, because the reality is online fans are super fickle and they will love you today and not care about you tomorrow. But getting constant radio play keeps you in people's ears and it keeps you in the conversation. And then when you build a great library of music that people are gravitating towards online and radio, then you can have some longevity, you know, and then you can go.
I'm not mad at that. Nah, that's some real shit, man. So, with that, you know, shout out to the Breakfast Club. You know, I mean, that was a good little alley-oop, though. So, Dom, what do you think? Why is that? Because, I mean, hip-hop has been running the charts for so long, and this is, like, the first in a long time. There's no number ones.
I like that. Oh shit! Somebody cooking cookies. Like you said, people are chasing algorithms. I got homeboys that are content creators. They'll shoot something. Nah, I'ma hold on to this. Why? We just gonna wait till the movie come out so it can catch an algorithm because everybody gonna be talking about it. I'm like, for what? Just put it out. Why are you holding on to it? But yeah, they want to chase the algorithm. Like you said, it's true. I got people that hit me up. Oh, you gotta post every day. I said, what if I don't have nothing to post? Well, then the algorithm gonna break if you don't post every day. God damn.
Which is very weird. Yeah, that algorithm is motherfucking.
Yeah, there you go. It's weird. Yeah.
The algorithm is motherfucking. Now, I'm with you on that part. Now, for me being a B-boy, so I know what it's like to be a creative or to be an artist and also know what it's like to be a consumer. Now, just about a year ago, when Kendrick had dropped Miss Morel and Big Steppers, I mean, it did numbers, but they were expecting it to do like numbers like 500, 600, 100,000, you know, numbers like that. But it did. It did like 300,000 to 400,000, which is still good. But people were slandering that album. Oh, this album is whack. This album is this. This album is that. This album is terrible. Terrible. But on the other hand, and I'm just going to put it out there, y'all mans, Drake, he had to come back not once, but twice in 1 year because y'all thought Honestly Nevermind was going to be an album. And it was some shit that y'all wasn't really getting jiggy to. We're here a year later around this same fucking time when this album dropped. And I have still yet to hear any of you niggas bump it.
What?
Honestly, never mind.
Oh.
But that, and it goes back to, you know, being a creative. And sometimes as a creative, you can oversaturate the market too. Drake is one of those that oversaturate the market too much. NBA YoungBoy, he definitely oversaturate the market too much.
Yeah, he's doing it with no radio play, no sponsors, none of that. And he's comfortable living, so.
Yeah, though, but also too, if it's comfortable, like what we said, if they're comfortable living, why he's not number one? Why he's not charting? And he's giving us a project after project after project.
Because it's the algorithm, like you said. So the charts don't love him, but them kids, man, they love him being a young boy.
And I respect that. Yeah. But that's like what we heard him say. You have the algorithm.
Yeah.
And you have the creativity, too, making it seem like you don't need radio. But and honestly, in all actual factual, you still do need radio.
You think so?
Oh yes. Yes, because there have been times, like us as consumers, there have been times where it's like, okay, if I'm not listening to no music, I want to hear something on, like, you know, Sirius XM or, you know, something of that nature, or even just a local radio station. Yeah. You're still going to need that radio push, you know, no matter how we look at it. Yeah, even though we're in a days where, like, you know, playlists and everything rules. But you still, in some form, fashion, or way, you still have some people that actually still do enjoy and listen to the radio.
Well, because I'm going to tell you, let's take it to, I won't say five, let me see, say at least 6 years ago, right?
Uh-huh.
Let me see, 6 years ago, when the first thing you got in your car, what did you do?
6 years ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, yeah. We either putting it on Apple or SoundCloud.
Okay, yeah, so easy. Now in 2023, first thing a lot of people do, they don't go to music. They're going to YouTube. Let's see what Stephen A. is saying. Let's see what Charlamagne is saying on his podcast. Like, it's a battle between podcasts and music. So music is not always the number one option. When people clean, it's not always the number one option anymore.
No, that is right. So we got to figure out what are we doing wrong, because right now, you got niggas like...
Then you got audiobooks as well.
Yeah, so yeah. You're
going against a lot of things.
Yeah, so, but we got to figure out what in our job or what are we doing wrong, because we got that big-ass Korean K-pop group, fucking Bad Bunny, kicking everybody's asses right now. Mm. They're kicking our three-headed monster ass right now. The three-headed monster that we consider the top, Kendrick, Cole, and Drake, they're kicking their asses right now. Like, for real. So it's all like, what can we do? We have to change that, because like what we said, don't get me wrong. We have the things, but also too, where the market gets oversaturated. Going back again, like what we said, there's Drake, there's NBA YoungBoy, fucking Gucci Mane is one of them. Jesus Christ. Gucci Mane, he's one that oversaturate the market. Could we put Larry June and Currency in that department? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. They are no different. Mm-hmm. They are no different because they oversaturate the market too.
As well, yeah,
they
right.
very yeah. they heavily oversaturate right. the market. But I think is with the market getting overly saturated like that, we have to choose between the quantity and the quality of the music, because we got to be honest, like. Don't get me wrong, like, you know, Drake has great music, though, but y'all fans out here, stop lying. Everything that he puts out is not a guaranteed slap. We have to stop that. That's just all like for me. I'll go on the record and say this like this, even though my man, he's been going for like 5-6 years. There are some tracks in Kendrick Lamar catalog I do not like. Same thing with J. Cole. So y'all got to stop that. For one, stop considering everything is a fucking slap.
Yeah.
Like, cut that out. Like, for real, really, really, really cut that out. Number two, too. I think another thing as well, would help too. Like what we said, like, okay, if people are on YouTube and we're watching these videos and everything, BET, VH1, give us web series of like a Rap City or Yo MTV Raps on web, like webisodes or something. Mm-hmm. You know how much attention that would grab somebody? Because like going back to like what you said, yes, we're in that space where it's all like people are creating content and with the podcast and everything. You have the people that are visual, where they're getting their work done at their desk, but they got their other computer screen seeing, okay, what Charlamagne and what DJ Envy and all of them talk about. Just think if we had a web episode, like, you know, of Yo MTV Raps or Rap City episode. It's like the same fucking length like a podcast show. Or don't even make it same length. Give us an hour of that. In between the web episodes, you still have your ads like their commercials. But pop on to another video, talk about the latest artist that went and came out. Bro, I would think that shit would work. That would work because if you're gaining our attention span through Breakfast Club, $1 million worth of game, mm-hmm. fucking just like the one that we was listening to in the car, and I actually fuck with them, the Gilbert Arenas shit on YouTube.
Yeah.
Bro, that would gain our attention. That would really gain our attention. And hip-hop would grab the throne again. Because, like, when I saw this news broke out, that shit was wild to me.
Really?
Yeah. Because you got to think, hip-hop has been the number one genre in the world for quite some time now. Mm-hmm. And this is, like, the first that it's not number one. That's crazy. But then again, like what we said, got Bad Bunny. You got fucking, like what I said, I don't know the name of that fucking Korean K-pop group, but they fucking doing their thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so, like,
you
it's.
You talking about BTS?
I think so.
Yeah,
BTS. Yeah, they're definitely doing their thing. Fucking, you have people like Adele still doing their thing. Like, you know. So, hopefully, you know, that's an idea. Shit, nigga. Y'all hearing this? Me and Don, we here. We pitch the idea. BET, MTV, VH1, Complex, give us a fucking call.
You know that shit's not gonna work.
Hey, it's worth a try.
MTV was supposed to come back. It never came back.
Yeah, though. But I do give it up, though. Before we get into our commentary of the culture, though, I do gotta give it up to this. Shout out to fucking Tyler Perry. He has officially bought BET and VH1. So, like, that's pretty dope. Black man owning a black network again.
So now you get Madea hosting rap. I'm sitting in the basement, bro. Congratulations.
I hate you. I definitely hate you. All right, moving on. Let's get into it. Commentary for the culture. First up, man, Method Man. Method Man explains the difference between Wu-Tang Clan's era of hip-hop and today's hip-hop. So, in an interview that Method Man was on with the Breakfast Club, he was telling Charlamagne and DJ Envy how much has changed during the course of three decades. Let's say hip hop was in his early 20s. He began still young, still liked the fuck a lot. You know what I'm saying? Finding out what these streets about. There's a lot of more authenticity. So when you heard records from the West Coast, you know it was from the West Coast. When you heard UGK, we know it was from down south. He continued, "I'm not taking away from anybody's music nowadays, you know, because whatever works, works. And I like some of the shit that they be doing today." That's what I be trying to tell y'all. These old niggas do not be hating. They fuck with y'all. They really fuck with y'all. But back then, we had identities. And everybody was fighting for their own identity. Whereas now, it seems like everyone's fighting for the same identity. You know what? I'm not mad at that. I'm really not fucking mad at that. You know what I'm saying? That's why y'all know me. I'm very West Coast biased. And y'all be saying, "Oh, West Coast, don't be thriving." It actually does. And I'm just going to say this and just throw this out here. Between California and Atlanta, them the only two when it comes to hip-hop that still have their fucking identity left. Mm-hmm. When you really think about it. Mm-hmm. New York be trying to sound like Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Yep. Midwest, they had their little drill thing for a second, but now they're starting to sound like Atlanta for a little bit.
But New York took the drill
Yeah, they. Yeah. That's what I'm. Yeah, they did too. And this is my thing on New York. New York had boom bap. Why are y'all not incorporating that sound more? And the only person that was incorporating that sound for a little bit was Flatbush Zombies, yep, yep. The whole ASAP Mob, mm-hmm. and the whole Pearl Era Mob.
Yeah, yeah.
Them were the only three groups that was really still in the mid 2000s and even kind of a little bit now that was still using that boom bap sound. But the rest of you New York niggas, y'all wanna do all that drill shit, bro. Yeah. Oh, that shit. Yeah. Like, no, that's not you.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like what he said, it was an identity. Even going back in that time frame, Tribe didn't sound like Wu-Tang.
Yes.
Wu-Tang didn't sound like Biggie.
Yeah.
Biggie didn't sound like Big L. Mm-hmm. Big L didn't sound like Kool G Rap. Kool G Rap didn't sound like Big Daddy Kane. Big Daddy Kane didn't sound like fucking M.O.P. M.O.P. didn't sound like fucking Memphis Bleak. Like, even though they were all from, like, and don't get me wrong, yeah, from that era, from that area, none of them didn't sound alike.
Did you say Memphis Bleak before Jay-Z? That's nuts.
Yeah, I did.
Why? You hate Jay-Z I'm just saying,
look, I'm not hating. It's just an identity.
What did Vegas sound like in the 90s?
We didn't have artists like that in the 90s. Yeah, I mean, we did. Stacey G.
Quade. You don't know Quade? He was on the buses.
Quade?
Yeah, he had his. There, you had to see it. He had commercials. He had. Oh, it was on the buses and everything.
Oh, well, nigga, this is news to me.
Oh, my God.
Shit. But even just like going on the West Coast,
yeah.
Ice Cube didn't sound like Mac 10. Mac 10 didn't sound like MC 8. MC 8 didn't sound like Tupac. Tupac didn't sound like MC Ren. And then when you go to the Bay, Spice One didn't sound like E-40. E-40 didn't sound like Celly Cell. Celly Cell didn't sound like the Loonies. The Loonies didn't sound like Digital Underground. Digital Underground didn't sound like Rapping Forte. I mean, it goes on. And even like with the South, UGK definitely didn't sound like the Ghetto Boys.
That's true.
Yeah. Ghetto Boys didn't sound like 8-Ball and MJG. Like, come on, man. Like, yeah. And I agree. The identity is lost. It's lost because too many of y'all are trying to sound like Atlanta.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, like, really. So I'm all like, yo, we like the new rappers. I ain't gonna front. We like them. But, man, like, for real, man, get it together. Shit, I was just listening to I want to say a couple of days ago, Denzel Curry. And on one of his joints, Imperial, which is fucking dope. Y'all need to go ahead and check that out. It's like a past project that he did. He got this joint on there called Story With No Title. He said fugazi ass niggas in the rap game trying to sound like Atlanta because they don't got no identity.
Damn.
And mind you, this young nigga, he said this back in 2016. Denzel Curry, not even 30 years old yet. So for a young nigga to say this back in 2000, he saw this in 2016, and we're in 2023 right now. That just lets you know, like, the younger cats that really do this shit see what the older people see. The older people are not hating.
Yeah.
They're just saying, yo, get your own. Be your own.
That's true. Yeah.
I can't believe you hit me with that Jay-Z line, man.
Of course.
Man, look, speaking of that, next up, shit, see, look, about to even give this man some fucking praise, man. Fucking Jay-Z and Kanye ball so hard, niggas in prayers, goes fucking diamond. So that was a win for them too, and a win for Hit-Boy too as well for producing the record. So Jay-Z and Ye has earned themselves diamond plaques as their Watch the Throne anthem, Niggas in Paris, is now certified 10 times platinum. According to the IRAA, Hov and Yeezy's 2000 Smash Joint went diamond this past Monday, and both decorated rappers are now part of the extremely exclusive club. Niggas in Paris serve as Jay's first diamond record. Oh shit, Jay's first diamond record, as Kanye has done it once before with Graduation Stronger. So this is a first for Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. You know what I'm saying? Niggas in Paris has been stuck on 9 times platinum since May 2022, but crossover elusive diamond marked this week, more than a decade after its initial 2011 release. And Watch the Throne is fire, though.
Yeah, no, for real.
Yeah. Jay did his thing, though, but I feel like Kanye was more the mastermind behind that shit.
What, like rapping or the beats?
Production.
Yeah. Well, Jay-Z don't produce.
Yeah. And got to credit Hit-Boy, because Hit-Boy was, Hit-Boy was on that shit. And that was dope how Ye gave Hit-Boy a chance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He was on there, too, yeah.
So that's super dope. Mm-hmm. So he's a part of the Diamond Club. It's not too many rappers. It's only a handful of rappers that are part of that club. So they're one of them. Well, they're two. One of them. Big, one of them. Pac, one of them. Eminem, one of them. I think 50 Cent is a part of that club, too. Yeah, 50 is.
Yeah,
Nelly, Snoop, Dre. It's only a certain handful. And I want to believe, I think Wayne and Missy is in that, too. I would definitely have to look. I know
Missy.
Yeah, definitely for sure though. So yeah, man. I mean that's fucking dope. I mean that is a fucking anthem. I mean that's one of those where it's all like, yeah. That just lets you know that record is standing the test of time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 2023.
Yeah.
You hear niggas in pairs. I don't even club like that no more. But if you hear that in the club, you're gonna go stupid.
You're gonna go stupid.
And just like damn, bro, we should do an episode on that on certain records that are really flourishing very well. The only ones I could think of the top of my head is, okay, Niggas in Pairs is a good one.
Yeah.
What they just said on that little Stronger is definitely a good one.
Back that ass up as well.
Yes, back that ass up is one. Missy, get your freak on. Mm-hmm. I would definitely throw that in there. 50 Cent, P.I.M.P.
In the club, too.
That one, too.
Yeah.
Both of those, too. Fucking Snoop Dogg, Beautiful. Yeah, Snoop Dogg, Beautiful. That's a banger.
Maybe drop it like it's hot, maybe.
Yeah, I'll probably throw that one in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd probably definitely throw that one up in there too. Fucking and seeing Wayne got a lot though, but I'm all like, which one will we take from Wayne? Like as a club, I would have to, if it's Wayne, it would have to be a tie between Amelie and She Will.
Yeah,
between them two.
Yep,
because I fuck with 6'7",
yeah,
but
I'm about thinking about that too. Yeah,
I'm not a huge fan of 6'7" like that.
Yeah.
That didn't age well for me.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
You know, but those two, She Will and Amelie,
mm-hmm.
yeah, those you're not getting those two up out of there. So yeah, bro, we might have to do an episode with that just straight up bangers, man. Mm-hmm. All right, before we get into our Can We Kick It closing out, commentary for the culture, Snoop Dogg. And you know what though, this one is very respectful. Snoop admits Gin and Juice Grammy loss hurt, but winners praise him off of the cushion blow. So Snoop has admitted he was a bit distraught. I will be too.
Mm-hmm.
Very upset that when his 1994 single Gin and Juice didn't win a Grammy, but there was one person who was able to cheer him on. And a snippet from the West Coast Legend new audiobook, From the Streets to the Suites, gotta get that. I've been hearing great things about that book. He discussed the various thoughts of feelings that he's experienced after he lost to Queen Latifah uplifting track Unit Ride. That's a dope track. Unity is a fucking, that's what I be telling y'all women, like the women rappers, y'all need to do some homework on Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah got some bangers, like for real. For Best Rap Solo Performance at the 1995 Grammy Awards, Queen Latifah approached me about that song. Snoop Dogg explained, me and her was nominated for a Grammy, Gin and Juice against UNITY. She won, and I was hurt. She was like, nigga, I could hear her say that. Nigga, mm-hmm. I love Gin and Juice. That's my favorite shit. So then I got unhurt real fast. And gangsta rap was at an all-time high around that time, and Death Row was really, really running shit. But the problem was, I think, with the media and even like people like around that time, the Grammy Association, they were scared of Death Row.
They were
scared of Death Row, and they were scared of Snoop for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time. Because when you think about it, and like what I said, this is no shade to fucking Jay-Z or Ye. Y'all, not only Snoop, but Busta Rhymes, both of them are equally tied for the most Grammy nominations. 17, and not now one of them has won a Grammy. That is fucking insane.
Yeah.
When you look at both of their bodies of work, they got hit after hit after hit after hit after hit, and neither of them won a Grammy. That is wild to me. Like, I get it. I get it with Gin and Juice, whatever. But Snoop had hits. And, you know, two of America's Most Wanted with Pac. Fucking the shit with Dog Pound. The shit with No Limit. Bro, he got hits and y'all didn't want to give him not one Grammy nod. That's what I be saying, man. Like, y'all be playing with Snoop, bro. Snoop is a whole fucking GOAT. He is a GOAT. And especially with Busta. I don't know how Busta didn't get no Grammys. And Busta got hits. This nigga got hits. They got hits with Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, Craig Mack, Biggie, ODB. I mean, we could just keep going. I'm all like, bro, that's fucked up. That's fucked up, though. But, I mean, that's nor here or there. Happy Queen Latifah gave the props and gave it from where it deserved. Because, you know, it's all about balance. You know what I'm saying? And so I thought that was definitely dope. You know, she up there giving props, even though, you know, he kind of felt it even at that time. Because, shit, me being a young Snoop, nigga, I had one of the biggest records in the world and the biggest albums, and I ain't win no Grammy. I think I would feel some type of way.
Yeah, I mean, when you win, you just tell the loser that, like, yeah, that's my favorite hit. So they can feel better. But, like, nigga, I deserve to win this shit.
Right. Don't get me wrong. You and ITY.
That was some Macklemore shit, man. When Macklemore was like, oh, what do you say? I wasn't supposed to win. That's what you do. You just get to let them know it was your consolation prize. That don't do shit for me.
Right, and then he wrote a long-ass message to Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
That shit's still garbage to this day. All right, it's about that time. Let's get into it. Can I kick it? First up, the Teddy Santis Helm New Balance 99 V6. Made in USA in a magenta colorway. It was announced earlier this month that the third season of the New Balance Made in America USA collection, helmed by creative director Teddy Santis, was began dropping this week. As a part of the highly anticipated range of the New Balance 990 V6 Made in USA Magenta Pop, neutral hues of white and limestone helps anchor the silhouette mesh leather pig suede base while contrasting the magenta and purple to help elevate some of its wavy overlays, heel counter, and lawn tables, rounding out the final detail of the signatures of the insignias profiles of the 990 badge on the lateral heel and the fuel equipped midsole. New Balance 990 V6 Made in America will be released June 16th at newbalance.com and select retailers for $220. I don't know about you, Dom, but this is how I feel about these motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling these, bro.
I feel you on that one.
I mean, there are a lot of dope 990 V models, but this V6, it ain't it.
Yeah.
I like the V2s and I like the V3s, the ones that you was actually talking about last week. The V3s with the dark gray and the light gray with the denim. Those are the V3s. These V6s, nah.
Mm-hmm.
And for $220, nah.
Mm-hmm.
Not it. Not it. I can see the women might like these. But as for me, get these shits up out of here. Or in the words of my boy Kendrick Lamar,
take it off.
Take them motherfuckers off. Yeah, man, it just, for me, the shoe sits up way too high.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, way too high. That boot in the back. Mm-hmm. and that purple in the back, it's killing me. And then the magenta, like all around that shoe. Now what I do give props to, I do like the off-white or the cream laces. Mm-hmm. Not bad. But those other shits, nah, bro, that ain't it. That definitely ain't it. So, yeah. Is this a pass for you?
Yeah, definitely a pass.
Pass. Straight up. All right. Next up, we have the fictional LaMelo. Cereo receives Puma MB 0.2 low colorway, along with the upcoming BU outfit, LaMelo Ball. And I didn't even know LaMelo Ball was a part of Puma. I didn't even know that.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. We'll also be dropping a new Puma MB 0.2 low colorway inspired by the fictional surgery cereal, LaMelo. For those who miss it, LaMelo is a fictional character that was part of the installment to sell out to promote Hulu, the Puma MB 2 Low. LaMelo sports mixed material constructed with anchor and a dark gray black used for the inner contrasted electro green helps to elevate the Puma intro foam equipped midsole heritone traction outsole. Lastly, the pair is embezzled on LaMelo's cereal logo cartoon face on the tongs. The Puma MB 0.2 Low LaMelo is expected to release this Friday, June 16th at Puma.com, Foot Locker, Champs Sports, Foot Locker Canada, and Champs Sports Canada. The retail price is set at $125. You got to go on this, bro. You start this one off.
So first, his first shoes was definitely fire.
Okay.
I don't know where he went wrong for the twos, and then I seen the threes.
Uh huh.
They got any worse, but yeah. Maybe it's a good hooping shoe, but
I was gonna ask you, like, cause I know he's a hooper. So yeah. Is this a hooping shoe?
Yeah, I mean one was too, but the okay. One looked way better. But,
oh, the
yeah,
one looked way better. Okay,
yeah, this is definitely a hooping shoe, or a little toddler you can send to school with.
Yeah,
but no, I'm not getting these. Then they're 125. Nah, I'm good on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's why I was like, is it even worth the 125? Yeah. I don't really think they're worth the 125, to be honest with you though. And like what you said, these palettes, like for me,
This is the one.
Oh, now that is fire.
That's what I'm saying.
That is fire. Now I don't know where they went wrong with this.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, like that one is fire now. But what I do give it up to, I do like this light gray on this shoe.
Yeah,
the light gray is smooth.
Yeah.
Now, if they would have switched out that electric green for a black stripe, I'm sold. I might be sold.
Really?
Yeah, because that like what you said, that green is doing too much. It's like blinding me. Like, my eyes. No, though, but yeah, that, for me, yeah, it's definitely a pass. So my question is, because I know that, you know, I know they went through the drama and shit, but, you know, with the Ball brand, you know, one of the inside people that they thought they was close to was, like, you know, was fucking them.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah.
And, him going to Puma. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Like I did not know he signed to Puma. This is some new news to me, bro.
Hopefully I can give you some more news. You know who runs Puma basketball division?
Who?
Jay-Z.
Oh.
Stop playing with him. Please.
Well, he need to get some better designs, bro.
He got the good athletes though.
Yeah, good athletes though, but he need a nigga like me or you in there telling him
me?
Like, yeah. Yeah, you.
I'm not a shoe designer, bro.
No, but like this like something like what we do here on the show where like, okay, am I gonna wear this or am I gonna not wear this? And then you explain to him why you're not wearing this. Like, you know, it's like how the artists, it's like how the people have like, you know, with the artists that have the A&Rs. I feel like they should have A&Rs for sneakers too. For sneakers, because when you're in these meetings, some of these shoes that be out, you're not, you shouldn't be dropping.
Yeah, But it's hard to make a signature shoe anymore in 2023.
Yeah. This is true. I'm definitely with you on that. But yeah, bro, like I said, you need to be in that room with Jay telling him this ain't it. I would do it, but they'll probably kick me out.
Damn.
Be like, this nigga don't like Jay. No, I don't like, it ain't the fact I don't like Jay-Z. I just don't like certain albums. Y'all gonna leave me alone about that. Y'all gonna leave me alone. Leave me a damn alone about that shit, man. Like I said, it's certain albums. I don't like, I'm not like the everyday consumer that's gonna tell you every single album is fire. Cause it's not, cause I know you're lying. I know you're lying. Like, to say every single person album in their catalog is fire, like what Big Boy be saying on his records. Boy, stop. Boy, stop. All right, though, but that concludes our segment of Can I Kick It? It wasn't really too much that was coming out this week because a lot of the stuff that's coming out this weekend. So I'll give some honorable mention. There's a George a Chicago 2. That's dropping, Nike Terminator Low, and a navy and yellow that's dropping. You know what I'm saying? So it's only a few, not too much though. But yeah, though, if you like it, go ahead and comment. If you didn't, still go ahead and comment. And in the meantime, go ahead, tell a friend that tells a friend that tells another friend, and subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Yep. All right, let's get into it. Check the rhyme. You motherfuckers is disappointing me with music once again.
Jesus.
Last week we had a good week, but this week, nothing. Well, nothing. Let me take that back. But the shit that we did get to was pretty dope. I mean, fucking Killer Mike surprised us with a single this week because his album is going to be dropping this week. So we're definitely going to have to talk about that. Kenny Mason with his album. And the Boley James project, which I actually kind of, you're my decision when I get into that though. But man, oh man, first up, Killer Mike, scientists and engineers. Jeez. That was a,
oh my God,
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, nobody was.
Was not expecting that.
Y'all lucky y'all got that as the first release. And he didn't make y'all wait till Friday.
Correct. What a great way to put some steam on the album.
But now I'm scared because do you have a better track than this on the album?
Yeah, man. Because I did listen to the other single, Motherless.
Yeah.
I fucks with Motherless. Yeah, I like Motherless. And then when he dropped this on us, what was it, yesterday?
Yeah.
Come on, dog. Like, come on. Like, you're out of line for that, man. Like, just let y'all hear, man.
It's been one time, it's been again. Go back up to an angel. Why the devil in my head?
Communication coming in. Too much that I can't communicate with all of them. I do wish I had scientists or engineer friends. Let's go. Get out of here, petrol is cheaper than it's ever been. And then, who's to say when art will end? All I know is when the portrait painted, better have your portion of the rent. A dollar more and you will get upgraded. When you think you've made it, you are then just tolerated, overrated, hope I'm 80 when I get my second win. Small potatoes, all I ate before potato chips would cut my corner lips. Operator, operator, I would pray that you connect me to a sip of sangria, Zambia, camera, cameo, hand me a handful of hips. A stamina, stampede of happily happenings, dabbling into a blip. Beyond neon, beyond the ambience, be honest, you promise that you will live. Do summers ever forget? Put your muscle like a kid. Cucumber will make a trip.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Dog. Andre didn't have to snap like that, man.
My third time listening, I may be AI.
You think that's AI? Damn, you really think that's AI? Man, bro, I think that's Andre. Andre don't come out for too many people.
No, he don't.
But yeah, I mean, that's his partner in crime, Dungeon Family affiliate, Killer Mike. Uh-huh. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, Future did his thing on here too. And then when you get to the end with Killer Mike, oh my God, fucking nasty. And then the fact that fucking who produced it. Let me tell y'all how big of a cheat code this record was. You got fucking James Blake. You got No ID. You got DJ Paul. You got Mixed by Ali. Even fucking Andre 3000 had his little hand sprinkled in this,
true,
man.
True. Damn.
Bro, that was a fucking cheat code.
No other choice, yeah.
Like what you said, man, after hearing Motherless and hearing that,
yeah.
I'm kind of excited for the Killer Mike record. I'm really, because Killer Mike has been really doing his thing, especially with the Run the Jewels. And speaking, And speaking of that, though, I'm just gonna throw this out here, bro. We got it. We gotta cop the SBs. The SBs is like retail price $150, $160, both of them, and they both fire.
Not bad, yeah.
Yeah, they both fire though. But yeah, back to this scientists and engineers, Andre. Quit treating us like a fucking side piece, bro, and only come out whenever you feel like it. You want to butter us up and make us feel good and then want to leave again. Stop doing this to us, nigga. And I understand why some people put you as a GOAT rapper. I can't put you as a GOAT because you be doing shit like this to us. You'll give us these fire-ass bars and then be gone for like 10 years straight.
God damn.
You'll leave. Just disappear off the face of the earth. Just stop playing. I get it what you said in the interview years ago, how you were saying hip hop is young, hip and cool, and you didn't want to be the old guy, nigga. Fuck that. You see all these old niggas thriving in this space. You could be one of them. I guarantee you could be one of them. Or just even do this for me. You ain't even got to give us an album. And I'm gonna say this: give me a 5-track EP. And on one of those tracks, give me these features. You give me these features on the track, nigga, I'm sold. Give me Andre on the track. Andre on the track. Give me Kendrick on the track. Give me Cole on the track. Give me J.I.D. on that track. Give me Cordae on that track. And give me Lil Wayne. You got me. You got me. Give me you and all of those. You're on a track with all of them together on a little 5-track EP. You got me.
Who you want producing it?
Producer side. And I'm going to just say these three producers. Give me Hit Boy. Give me No ID. And give me Organized Noise. Give me your Dungeon Family affiliates. Give me those three. No ID, Hit Boy, and Organized Noise. Bro, fire. Nigga, you would set the whole fucking rap game on fire. Young and old.
Yeah,
you would set everybody on fire, bro.
100%, yeah.
But yeah, man. Like what you said. You was like me. You listened to it 3 times. Yeah, I listened to that motherfucker. I had that on repeat for a minute. There was no way Andre shouldn't have been snapping like that. Like, no fucking way. But he did that, though. Yeah. But that just lets you know, like, nigga, like, you still got it. You're like LeBron right now, nigga. Even though you're aging, nigga, you're going to give me 40 points off top, bro. You're going to give me 40 on a good day.
Yeah. I don't think it's been a bad Andre verse in 20 years, bro.
It hasn't.
But that nobody can say that. That's why he does what he does.
Right.
Because you can't say I have a bad verse in 20 years.
Like, bro, like, even the shit that he did a couple years back when he was featured on the last Tribe Called Quest album, Them verses that he had on there were fucking solid.
Even the Kanye one. Remember that one?
Yep.
Yeah.
That one, too. I'm still kind of mad about that, man. The passing of Fife Dawg, because they were supposed to do a fucking album together.
Oh.
Yeah, Tribe Called Quest and Outkast was supposed to do a joint album together.
Damn.
Damn. But, yeah, man, Motherless, scientists and engineers, man. Look, I'm here for it. I'm definitely here for it. All right, moving on. Next up, the Atlanta native, man. And I fuck with this little nigga. This little nigga is so fucking dope. I actually like him. And his stage presence is fucking amazing. Like, very, very amazing. Talking about the Atlanta native, Kenny motherfucking Mason. And he's back with the Project 6. So he had an installment of them. So he had one called 3. And 3 was released early on this year with 3 tracks. And then now he got one. It's called 6. And this one has 9 tracks, you know, with 2 features with Tony Shadow and Project Pat. Man, how you felt about this project, bro?
Man, I went straight to Project Pat.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went straight to that feature. Anything with Project Pat, I got to go straight there to see what's going on.
I feel it. I definitely feel that.
And then Dark Side, and that's when I start going to Dark Side as I circle back and stuff like that. But yeah, it was solid. A good 9 tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. Dark Side was smooth. Rich was smooth. I Got was smooth. Dracula was smooth. Side to Side. And then, of course, like what you said, I did fuck with the project, the Project Pat track. Yeah. Fucking Stack It Up, this shit. When the agenda so tentative, even shit gon' swear. Ride with some niggas that won't fold. Ride with a pistol that won't jam. Run up on niggas with no mask. Give a fuck if you unvexed. Put on my partners with ways to get more cash without using no scrap. Pray my little partner come home with his soul back, so he won't have to go back. They're riding with niggas that don't fold. Riding with pistol that don't jam.
That hoe get naked.
Okay, what's happening, dog? I see you been stacking, dog. From Cali to MIA. You missing the action, dog. I see you back in the A. I was holding the family down.
That's what I said, man, too, man. He is coming up. People is really sleeping on him. That's the crazy part about that. Like, man, like, this kid is fucking amazing, man. There's another artist I definitely want to see live. Like, yeah, man, because I watched, like, a previous of his stuff, like him being at Lollapalooza. Bro, fucking... He fucking killed it, like for real killed it at Lollapalooza, man. Like straight up, like definitely doing this thing, man. So like the kid, man, like he's fucking amazing though. But I actually enjoyed this project. This project wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad. Straight to the point.
Yeah,
30 minutes, not bad.
Yeah, short, simple, and sweet, man. And then right after Stack It Up, Hunter or Nothing, Avatar, and Back Home though. But yeah, man, Kenny Mason, 6. Definitely a project I recommend. You won't be disappointed. Definitely won't be disappointed. All right, last but not least, before we get into Classic Corner, we got one more for you. This dude, he's been consistent too. And he hasn't let up either. Fucking Boley James, Prisoner of Circumstances. Wanted to say about a good, what, solid 7? Yeah, solid 7.
22 minutes, real easy, too.
Yeah, and it slapped. And I liked the sampling of the music. Like, it was dope. Like, it was real dope. From first track, Shapeshifter. Then this was one of my favorites. Right after Shapeshifter, you get into Flashback.
If that was so, the best conductors would be those who played fastest. People go to
fought that case, he was there when I copped the plea. Wasn't there when needed you most, I was there when you needed me. Motherfuck them posts on IG, it's a bell I need you to post. It's a cell I need you to catch, it's a brick I need you to break.
Right after that.
Anger gets the best of me sometimes. You know, and when I get angry to a certain point, nothing else matters.
This one was actually one of my favorites too. Another one of my favorites. This is right after the second track.
Anger plus, you know, alcohol, drug rape.
End of the day, my youngin' here lend you his K. More than generous, left him in his whip, just him and his bae. Habanero pepper boy, you know we Caliente. Strum the trombone out the guitar case, let the violin play. 100,000 in slips, I love my not the thin way. Got on all this designer drip, I feel like Yagi Sensei. 3 seconds left on the shot clock, niggas knocking this way.
Man, I be loving his samples, bro.
Yeah, just a vibe, yeah.
Yeah, super vibe, man. And then after that, Trust Issues, 730. Yeah, Trust Issues was good, too. 730K, I Tried. And last track, Strange Days, man. Boley has been putting on, man.
Consistently, yeah.
Yeah, like, very, very consistently, man. And just growing as an artist, man. And I love his growth, man. And I do like when he be doing shit with Alchemist, too. Like, yeah man. Yeah. Like, when he does shit with, like, you know, like, with Alchemist, man, like, It's dope. Like, super, super dope. And, like, man, you know, definitely, like, I wouldn't say the same. Is he from that same area as Griselda and them?
Buffalo?
Yeah.
I think so.
Like, that's what I'm guessing. Mm. But then again, if not, look, man, I'm fucking here for it. I'm here for it, man, though. But Boley James, you won't be disappointed. All right, it's about that time. Let's get into it. Motherfucking classic corner.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
Town. Detroit.
Detroit.
Okay, all right. This week was Don Pitt from Classic Corner, so this one don't even need no introduction. Let's get into this shit.
The same, I'm in the cane and guns. Chopard with the fishes, make the facelift numb. Out in Panama on that amazing sun. I'm amazing, son. You niggas wonder where my grace is from. I speak with corrupted tongue. Recognize the underworld since I was young. Back in 84 when I saw Crocodile.
I'ma tell you what I'm talking about. When I was a young boy.
You ready to do this, nigga? Mm-hmm. You ready to come down here? It's Virginia, nigga. We do this in broad daylight. That's a whole different degree of homicide, nigga. You ready?
I'm from Virginia, where ain't shit to do but cook. Pack it up, sell it triple price, fuck the books. Where we re-up, relocate, re-off the roof. So when we pull up, it ain't shit to do but look.
Come on, man.
Yo,
come on,
yo,
man.
I go by the name, I'm of Pharrell, from the Neptunes, and I just wanna let y'all know,
I'm your pusher.
The world is about to feel, something that
I'm
they never felt before.
Ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard. I sell it whip on whip, it's off the hard. I'm the neighborhood pusher, call me subwoofer, cause I pump bass like that jack. On or off the track, I'm heavy cuz ball to your father, shoot the duck to the Fetty girl.
God damn, it's a new day.
That game, parking that thing. Since then, between us, a lot of things changed. Now it's like the world got a whole different name.
Get down, niggas and bitches. Get down. You are now listening to
showing my age right now. When this came out, I used to listen to this every Friday before I went to the football games at Cheyenne.
And the new label.
Down, chrome spinning, you see the boss grinning. I'm loving these damn women. I let two get in, she tried to let the rest fit in. I'm like, no, love, that's forbidden. I ain't for squishing, that's a problem to the wheel. Well, trust, I know them 20s real well. Now we coasting, me two chicks and toasting. I turn up the volume, watch the bass get them open.
Jesus Christ, I mean, we could have kept going.
No, yeah.
We
yeah.
really could have kept going.
Deep cuts, too.
This how you coming out?
Yeah.
Man, you came out swinging. So go ahead, dog.
Yeah.
It's your classic corner. Take it away, man.
Another than the Clips' first album, Lord Willing.
Jesus.
Virginia Boys.
Man. Fucking Lord Willing was released August 20th as an album. 2002. But I'm going to let y'all in a secret, though, because like I said, I know what this album did for me. Grande came out the end of 2001. Mm-hmm. Going into 2002, when I came back to school my freshman year at Cheyenne, nigga, that's all you heard
yes,
in the parking lot, bro.
Heard.
That's all you heard in the parking lot, and that's all you heard in the fucking cafeteria.
Yes,
bro, this was when Walkmans was still a thing. Yeah. Y'all understand.
Yeah.
I'm showing my age right now.
I was in junior high.
Yeah, I'm showing my age right now, but Walkmans were still a fucking thing.
Don't say Walkman. CD player, we was holding it.
Not well, CD Walkmans.
Not with the tapes.
Well, they called the CD Walkmans too. They called them, called them that too. A fucking Walkman. Shit. But yeah. Recording sessions took place over a year, beginning of 2001, and the production was handled by the Neptunes. Singles from Lord Willing, Grinding, of course, the first, When the Last Time, My I Don't Love Her, and Cot Damn, man. You know, following shelving their original debut studio album by Elektra, the longtime friends and collaborators, Neptunes signed a duo onto their record label, Star Trek Entertainment. Neptunes would go on and handle the production of Lord Willing with Pharrell Williams with six different tracks, including Grinding, When the Last Time, additional include Av Leva, Roscoe P. Goldchain, Faith Evans, Fabulous, Jadakiss, and Style P. And the deluxe version contained two more tracks with the remix of Grinding. The album debuted number 4 on Billboard Top 200, number 1, top R&B and hip-hop charts, and selling 122,000 copies in its first week of its release. The album was well-received by critics and considered one of the best hip-hop albums of 2000. And the album was ranked, goddamn, number 12 on Rolling Stone's 100 Best Debut Albums of All Time list. And Jimmy wanted to say, Pusha T is not a great rapper. What? And this is before his solo shit. Mm-hmm. Him and his brother Malice had everybody in a fucking chokehold. Like, literally, everybody in a fucking chokehold, man. You know what I'm saying? Even though this album is gold, this album should be platinum, but 500,000 copies, this album should be platinum. I don't know why it's not.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, shit. Bro. Like what we said, man, the time frame, even the nostalgic fact for it, like, you know, those songs, like, hit hard. They still hit hard. It's 2023. You still got motherfuckers now on Instagram making memes about Grinding.
Yes. Yeah.
Grinding is a cult fucking classic. Yeah. Honestly, and I'm just going to say this, Grinding is getting up there like a Will Smith Summertime. You're not getting rid of Grinding.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get, I'm sorry, but not sorry. You're not getting rid of Grinding. It ain't going to happen. Straight up. True. So, Dom, I want to ask you, bro, what made you pick this?
Just one of those that you still develop. Like, I'm still listening to it and you hear different shit. Like, oh, shit. And then, like, some of my older friends, shout out to Q from Reviewing Rebels, he'll, like, quote some bars. I'm like, they said that? And you listen back, and he was like, Malice, he was like, when he sold crack, and then when he realized, I ain't shit. What's that record called with Jada kissing him?
On the Lord Willing joint?
Yeah. I'm not you, rapper.
Oh, yeah, I'm not you. That was another great fucking B-side. Yeah. Yeah, man, no, but bro, this is a great fucking pick, bro. Man. No, definitely great pick. And again, Jim Jones. Now we're talking to him as a group.
That's what he should have answered to him. He should have said, I'm not you, Jim Jones. I'm not a rapper. No. You want me to influence rapper when I told you on my first album I'm not a rapper. That's what I would have answered to him.
Right. But honestly, bro, this is a great fucking pick because, like what we said, bro, like the whole album, even, hold on, before we get up out of here, this is another good B cut, bro, with Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, and that's for me too, Jermaine.
Damn, baby. Shit. How you get all that in them jeans? Never mind that. You hear this? That's that Star Trek.
Come on, man. Bro, yeah. Grinding, yeah, man. This was like, we did a list for, you know, we should do that. Greatest rap group albums. This is a top 10. Easy, top 10. Maybe even a top 5.
Yeah, that's not even arguable. Yeah. I haven't heard nothing crazy yet.
Yeah, like for real. Like this album, Lord Willing. That's that one. And even after Lord Willing, To the Casket Drop.
No Has No Fury. Yeah.
Great fucking follow-ups.
Yeah.
Great fucking follow-ups. Like, you know, I mean, which the second one started, you know, like that till the casket drop. My shit is, man, I'm good. That's my shit. Mm-hmm. I love I'm good, smooth, man. Yeah. Yeah, bro. But, man, Dom fucking did that, bro. Did that on this one, man. Like, for real. Fucking Lord fucking willing, bro. Like, this was a great fucking pick, and I fucking commend you for this, man. Like, straight up. I loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. All right, y'all. It's about that time. About to get up out of here. Man, I had fun with you today. Yeah. Like, straight up, man. Like, for real. We got to shoot through all the shits. Mm-hmm. You know? Kenny Mason. Andre coming out like a fucking... giving us side piece vibes. Fucking... buttering us up, knowing that he gonna leave again. Mm-hmm. Boley James, fucking them trash ass New Balances, them 99 V6. New Balance, y'all know y'all wrong for that. Straight up wrong for that. Them fucking Pumas too, y'all out of line for that. Straight up though. But thank you to all our supporters, our new supporters. We're here. Tell a friend that tells a friend. Subscribe on our YouTube. Leave a comment. We're on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Google Play. You name it, we own it. You name it, we own it. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You name it, we own it. You name it, we own it. So stop playing. Tell a friend and another friend and another friend. Yes, sir. Well, until then, this your boy Skeeter Steve.
Dom Cruz.
Lace Rhymes, we out.